Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's what I want to start with, Ray. Because again, and I keep saying this, but I miss you. And I haven't gotten to hear all of your opinions as this awesome Warrior run has happened. What is the thing through 20 games that has surprised you the most? Because I'm guessing it's not Steph Curry, and it's probably not Draymond Green either.
The thing that surprises me the most is that they are as consistently good on defense as they've been. I mean, as good as they were in defense last year, they had periods where they sort of went off the boil that way. But everything about their defense, and that includes the fact that they're a very good rebounding team. It includes the fact that they lead the league in steals. Mm-hmm. That they are a more complete defensive team and therefore that much harder to attack because there's no weak spot in their defense unless you want to say it's Jordan Poole, and they do a pretty good job of hiding him the way they used to do a pretty good job of hiding Curry when he was not a very good defender.
And you know what, though, Ray? Not unlike Curry, like, Poole's got a long way to go defensively, but he's better than you'd imagine. You know, he's not cavalier on that end. He's doing his best. He's working. And he occasionally has, you know, lapses of focus. But I would say, you know, overall, Jordan Poole is getting a passing grade on his defense so far this season.
I think the fact that he works hard at it is not the same as being a good defender. And I think when you're coming down as the team with the ball, you're looking for, well, where's Jordan Poole?
No doubt.
That's where we're going. So, no doubt. You know, even as a comparison point, he is still their weakest defender. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not getting better at it, but he's still there. He's still the guy you go at.
Well, and that's the point, though, exactly, right, is he is definitely still, especially in their starting lineup. I mean, we could argue about, you know, how good a defender is Chris Chioza or whatever. But the in terms of people who play a lot of minutes, he's clearly the weak link defensively. But the fact that he's giving you the effort you need and he's not totally out of position destroying your defensive plan, that's why they're the best defensive team in the league. And you know, for me, I got to say, there's beyond the fact that, first of all, Nemanja Bjelica is a much better defender than you would expect him to be. And, you know, in general, the moves they made this offseason, whether it's Iguodala, Porter, Bjelica, they're all decent defensive players at worst. What they get out of guys like Gary Payton II and Juan Toscano is not to be underestimated, because that makes their second unit elite defensively as well, and that has a big effect.
But the other thing, and I is that there's nobody who gets to take a pass defensively. I mean, Poole is still a defensive liability compared to everybody else, but this is the team where Steve Kerr can say, if you don't defend, you don't play.
He's got the depth to do that, yeah.
Yeah, he's not only got the depth to do that, but he's got sort of the moral backing of the most important guys in that room to do it. You know, Draymond Green couldn't be you know, the great inspiration that he's been this year in the last couple of years, because he wasn't as engaged as he should have been. You know, he's still a very good defender, but, you know, you could look at him and go, well, there's things about him that aren't going well. This year, he's about as well-rounded as he's been in a long time. And so when he talks, guys listen. And if they don't want to listen to him, they've still got Andre Iguodala coming in from the backside to say, okay, you didn't like the way he told it to you, so let me tell it to you this way. So there really is nowhere for a guy who doesn't want to defend to go and hide. And I think that makes as much of a difference as anything. It's just the fact that it is now, it is a minimum standard. It is expected of you. And if you don't do that, you don't get to play as much. I mean, there's a reason why Kevon Looney is still important, because players see that he will do all the stuff that nobody else gets around to doing. There's a reason why Gary Payton is in the rotation. It's because what's being rewarded is a willingness to play defense and an effectiveness at doing it that matters. If Jordan Poole wasn't trying, I would assure you, no matter how good his shot might be, his minutes would be significantly less and nobody would bat an eye.
Yeah, and not just if he wasn't trying. I mean, obviously someone who's totally dogging it is going to get cut, but I think even just if he was having more frequent mental lapses, if he was, you know, wildly out of position, destroying defensive possessions on a more regular basis, I think Steve Kerr is much more willing to live with those mistakes offensively than defensively from Jordan right now. And, you know, beyond that, to your point, like, it's not an abstract concept as far as Poole goes that, hey, if you're not going to defend, we're going to put in someone who does. It's right in front of your face. It's Gary Payton. Like, if you're not going to give us everything you've got defensively and at least try to be in the right spots, I got a guy who's going to be the best defender on the floor, and I'll just put him in for you right now, and I've shown you that I'm willing to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the message got out, and Kerr delivered it, and Bob Myers delivered it with roster selection. It's, we're going to be an elite defensive team. We don't have an excuse not to be it. When we've been the best teams we've ever been, we were defending at that level, and we're going to do that again. That's why for Stephen Curry getting 30 this night and 33 the next night, that is less important to me when I'm watching that team than knowing, did you hold a team under 40% shooting? Did you keep them under 100 points? Did you keep them at arm's length for the, you know, in the important parts of the game? And that's why they're 18-2. I mean, Curry scored a ton of points down the stretch last year, but it wasn't as though that was the thing that made them a great team, because they were never a great team. This is a much better team because nobody gets cheated when they don't have the ball. And that's the thing that I think inspires Kerr more than anything else. It's the fact that he doesn't have to worry about getting 40 from Curry, because even at 30, they've got enough of a comfort zone at the other end that it's not required that he get 30. It's a nice benefit, sure, but what makes them important is the fact that they make it difficult for the other team that they're playing to function.
When they signed Bielitsa and Porter to veteran minimum contracts, like, if I made you throw a percentage on it, what percentage do you think they knew what they were getting, and what percentage do you think they have so far been pleasantly surprised even themselves? Because I got to say, I can't imagine two guys fitting better, and they have found a way to seemingly, some nights it's a Bielitsa night, other nights it's a Porter night, but they both just seem to step up whenever needed.
I don't think they foresaw this, just because how would you? I think they thought this might work in the same way that, you know, going and getting Kelly Oubre the year before might work. This has just worked better because they're guys who buy in much better and have skill sets that make them well-rounded players.
You know what,
I mean, I think you when you make a roster move, you're always hoping it'll work, and sometimes it fails miserably, which is what really happened with Oubre. You know, he got off to a bad start, and he never really caught up. And this has worked much better because neither of those guys went into this season going, this is the year that I get to make the money I know I deserve. I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I also think I have to imagine part of this, because you said it there, Ray. I mean, I don't think there's really even an argument. Of the three players, Kelly Oubre, Otto Porter Jr., and Nemanja Bjelica, if you just put them all through some athletic tests and sort of tried to measure natural talent, Oubre's at the top of the heap. But as you said, the way that Bjelica and Porter have fit in and thrived in the roles they've been given is why, in large part, why this team is so much better than last year's team. And I have to imagine part of that comes from in those meetings, when you're talking to free agents, putting a bigger emphasis on sort of chemistry aspects. And I don't know how you measure that in a room, but I'm sure that's part of the calculation.
I'd be willing to bet that part of that calculation is based on the sense of a player walking in and saying, well, what do you guys need? As opposed to, here's what I need.
Right.
And I think everybody sort of either knew or felt pretty sure that Kelly Oubre was going to establish himself as a next level player. And neither Bjelica nor Porter really had that option. So they were coming basically to say, what can I do to help?
And yeah, but
I think that's one of the things that Kerr wants to hear now, is that having been semi-burned on Oubre, I think they look for different things in the interviews than they did before.
I think that's right. And sort of to that point, like, Otto Porter certainly could view this, if he had a different attitude, in a similar way to Oubre. You're talking about a guy who just finished a maximum contract. I'm sure he believes he's worth more than a veteran minimum. And it could have been, hey, this is how I get another big deal. And instead, it's like you're saying, the attitude seems to be, what can I do to help, instead of how can I get some help? And look, that maybe more than anything, that is what ties this team for me to those strength and numbers first couple title level runs, is when guys like Spates and Barbosa came in sort of on the scrap heap, clearly the way they approached it was like, what are the things I have to do to help this team be effective? And that's where strength in numbers came from. It was a bunch of dudes being stars in their roles, and that is what this team is also doing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.